Are you homesick?
No.
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 No?
Not at all.
Not really?
A little, but not a lot.
I'd say so, yeah. Probably.
Am I homesick? I am homesick for not a place, but a time. I'm time sick.
All right, and you are here with Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and we are Mass Art Radio. My name's Betsy, I'm from Cape Cod, and I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Hi, my name's Sierra, I'm from Quincy.
Yo, I'm Massimo, I'm from New Hampshire, and we got some good stuff for you today.
Hi, I'm Bree, and I'm from Lowell, and I'm very excited for today.
Awesome. So Homesick Radio is a segment of Mass Art Radio that is meant to be dedicated towards themes of memory and nostalgia with music. And today we're talking about collective effervescence.
Effervescence.
Thanks.
With two Fs.
So collective effervescence is the feeling of energy and harmony when people are engaged in a shared purpose, and it manifests when we share moments with others, such as being in a stadium that erupts in a simultaneous applause when a musician returns for an encore performance. A community or society may at times come together and simultaneously communicate the same thought and participate in the same action. Such an event then causes collective effervescence, which excites individuals and serves to unify the group.
Some other examples of collective effervescence are when people dance together in a crowded room, or sing together, when you go to concerts, or do a wave at a baseball game or any type of game. And our first example of collective effervescence comes through a song by Kanye West, and it is Father Stretch My Hand Part 1 with a mix of his Sunday service performances. And we thought this was a great example to start off our show to bring the collective feeling to you.
Awesome.
This world to judge. Jesus, you're the only power that can save this world today.
Power.
You're the only power that can save this world today.
Power.
You're the only power that can save this world today.
Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
I just wanna feel liberated, I just wanna feel liberated,
I'm
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. You just heard Father Stretch Your Hand Part 1 and mixed with A Sunday Service by Kanye West. And you're listening to Homesick Radio at Mass Art Radio. And you can listen more at massartradio.com. And coming out of this song, I wanted to talk about my experience with churches and the feeling of collective effervescence I felt growing up when I would go to church services. I was very lucky that I had an aunt very involved in church, and the church that she went to was very musical. And so it was very similar to what you see in this song. There was lots of dancing, lots of drums, lots of call and response, and kids of all ages, adults of all ages. It was a very good collective community space where I didn't take it for, I wasn't grateful at the time, but I'm grateful now that I had that experience and was exposed to music like that.
Right, yeah. I've had my experience to going to midnight mass on Christmas Eve and just being completely encapsulated by the singing and the fact that it kind of unifies these people together. And it's a really beautiful, beautiful thing to witness.
Yeah. I used to be part of my church's chorus when I was a kid. And when it was like the adult chorus with the kids chorus, it was like this, like, to me, I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, I want to be singing with the adults. Like, whoa. And looking back, just like harmonious singing, I feel like it really does bring people together, especially when you know the words. Like, you just, like, you get into the zone of, like, I know what's happening. Like, I know, like, the tempo. I know the beat. I know, like, you get a connection to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like so many great musicians get their start in the church, or like that's where they discover, you know, like what music can be. I feel like a lot of people's, you know, reference point is kind of made by that, which is really interesting and cool.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. My favorite example of that is Elton John. It's a very stark example to me about kind of getting his start in a choir church. And it's just a really beautiful story that you're right. A lot of musicians kind of can't connect with that start. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So given that, so you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and you're listening to Mass Art Radio.
When you can listen to
Mass Art Radio,
the best station around.
I love Mass Art Radio. I love Mass Art Radio, best station. Yes.
Welcome back to Mass Art Radio. This is Homesick, and we're on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston. And you can also check us out on our website, massartradio.com. I'm Bree, and I'm here with Massimo, Sierra, and Betsy. And if you're just tuning in now, we're talking about collective effervescence. And I think a really great example of this is in 2020 at the Grammys. Tyler the Creator performed. He performed "Earthquake" into New Magic Wand. And though I don't think many of us were there to see it, still seeing it on a screen, it was such an amazing performance, and it was very captivating. Very jealous. Wish I could be there, but I don't think I'll ever get invited to the Grammys anytime soon, but I can dream.
Yeah, that is a really, really amazing performance. I think I caught it while, you know, on the live stream, just from home. And that was like a really big show that he did for, you know, for the guy that he is. So that was really cool to see. And it's an insane, there's like fireworks and
there's you know, a lot
the
of
actual
like
performance is insane.
Pyro like yeah, tech going yeah, on yeah. in there. If you haven't seen it, you can if you want to. Mm-hmm.
With the Grammys as well, I grew up watching the Grammys with my family, so it's also another like moment of community. Mm-hmm. Like sitting on the TV, having the different generations, it would be me, my grandma, and my mom, my aunts, all watching the TV, having different opinions. So it's definitely pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So here is Earthquake by Tyler, the Creator, into New Magic Wand.
You make my earthquake. Ooh, you make my earthquake. Riding around and freaking me out. Making my earthquake. You make my earthquake. Oh, you're my earthquake. Riding around and freaking me out. You're making my heart break. So don't leave.
Sometimes you gotta close the door to open a window.
I saw a photo, you look joyous. My eyes are green, I need my measurements. I need to get her out the picture. She's really messing up my frame. I develop like we are.
Like magic, like magic, like magic. Whoa. Magic, magic, magic. Whoa. Like magic.
I said I'm on the spectrum. Don't call me selfish, I hate sharing, baby. This 60-40 isn't working. I want 100 of your time. Your mind. Concern is your magic wand.
Hello, you just listened to Earthquake / New Magic Wand by Tyler, the Creator, specifically the live version from the 2020 Grammys. again, if you haven't seen it, you should, like, definitely check it out. It literally so does. Mm-hmm. When the beat drops, the camera, you know, it does this thing where it turns. And mm-hmm. it's a very tactic they use in film to, like, offset the viewer to be like, oh, this is intense. And they do it, and the camera, like, shakes with the beat. And it really draws you in to feel like you're actually there. Again, as well as, like, the pyromantics. Like, they were, like fire and everything. And even seeing New Magic One live, I think it was one of my favorite performances because the song gets so, like, mellow and then aggressive, and you start to feel those emotions, definitely. And with, like, you know, in the live concert, you can mm-hmm. feel the beat go through, like, the ground to your feet all the way up to your body. So you feel that, like, momentum and movement. So I think when I saw Tyler live, that was probably the favorite song they perform, next to See You Again, when he was like, is this Boston or is this Worcester?
I was there for that. It was really funny. Yeah, that's one of those shows where it's just like everyone who's there is just so in it. And those mm-hmm. are always the best concerts, when everyone's like a bit of a super fan, mm-hmm. you know, and everyone just gets so, like, you know, you just feel like every drop, every beat. And it's such a great example of the theme that we're focused on today, you know?
Right, yeah. I've probably been to over about 80 concerts in my life so far. I'm 21. And I've definitely experienced the range of how a crowd can be. And I really, really want to testify to the fact that the crowd makes the concert.
Oh,
it's about
true.
The people
very
around true. You.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that connection to the music that you all share. And I've been to concerts where people have been drunk and mean and pushy, and it ruins mm-hmm. the whole thing. And you feel quite deflated afterward coming from it. It was like, why did I kind of bother to pay the money and show up to see this artist I really love? Mm-hmm. Like, that happened to be at Deadmau5, actually. The crowd was weird. And as much as I love Deadmau5 as a DJ, like, that just always sticks out to me. But mm-hmm. on the flip side of that, like, Disclosure, that was a beautiful concert. That was genuinely the best example of everybody coming together just from being strangers and completely negating that and coming together and partying with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. And I think everyone should experience that multiple times in their life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think where you're, I guess, positioned at a concert, like if you're in the pit or you have a seat or you're kind of far back, it really depends on the crowd, because I've been, like, in a pit and I'm like, everyone here is not vibing. Like, you're so static. Like, move, people dance. Like, you're here to enjoy yourself. Like, do it. And I've been at the way back of some of the concerts, but because everybody's so into it, it doesn't matter at that point. At that point, it doesn't matter how far away from the artist you are. You're still experiencing the same thing. You're still hearing the music.
For sure.
Right. So you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and this is Homesick with Mass Art Radio.
Hey, want to listen to some tunes?
What's with these homies dissing my girl?
You're listening to Mass Art Radio.
All right, so you're listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. This is Homesick with Mass Art Radio. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about collective effervescence, which is when a community or collective come together to have kind of a group mentality and mindset. We see this in positive examples such as concerts and sporting events. But I just wanted to have a different take on this topic and kind of discuss what happens when a group of people turn for the worse and something bad kind of happens out of it. And it's just exacerbated by how many people are kind of in this same state together. The best example we have for this right now probably is Woodstock 99 and what happened at Woodstock 99, especially the prime piece of it being Break Stuff, when Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit was happening. And there were people crowd surfing on boards. There was fires happening. And I wanted to talk about it and kind of shed some light on what happens when how powerful a group of people can kind of be together. So this is Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said fools. I think you better quit, let it slip, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said fools. I think you better quit talking that. It's just one of those days, feeling like a freight train. First one to complain, leaves with the bloodstain. Damn right, I'm a maniac. You better watch your back, cause I'm f***ing up your program. Just locked up, next in line to get f***ed up. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit, let it slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit talking that fuck. So come and get it.
I feel like she likes me. My suggestion your distance, cause right now I'm dangerous. We've all felt like and been treated like all those motherfuckers that wanna step up. I hope you know I pack a chainsaw in your ass raw. And if my day keeps going this way, I just might break something tonight. I pack a chainsaw in your ass raw. And if my day keeps going this way, I just might break something tonight.
So you are listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM, Boston's community radio station, and I am here with Bree, Massimo, and Sierra, and we're talking today about Collective Effervescence. So what you just heard was Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, and I wanted to talk about them in the context of Woodstock 99 and kind of how a very large group of people got very angry at the right time and it kind of caused chaos. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the backstory and kind of what happened. Limp Bizkit was the headliner, one of the headliners for Woodstock 99, and they were on the third day. But the 2 days before it, these concert goers were in very ill conditions. There weren't enough bathrooms. The camping conditions weren't good. And these bands at the time, these new metal bands of the 90s, like Limp Bizkit, Korn, DMX, it was a very masculine, angry mindset because of the lyrics and kind of the fact that these people in this festival weren't being treated like how they should have been for the money that they paid on the ticket. So having Limp Bizkit be kind of one of the last people on the lineup, just it aligned, and chaos kind of erupted when Break Stuff came on. And I wanted to put the live version on this radio show, but as I was editing, Fred Durst swears every 15 seconds. So it was kind of a headache for me to edit out. And in the beginning, I wanted to highlight that he kind of comes on the stage and he riles up the crowd immediately by asking everyone if they're a fan of NSYNC. When everyone's like, no, no, he's like, good, let's start. So I just really wanted to draw attention to the fact that he was definitely like an instigator for this. Yeah. And if you watch what happened during Break Stuff, there were fires created. There were fires created. Women were getting assaulted in the crowd, and people were riding on boards, just crowd surfing, in a very angry place. So I just wanted to shed some light on kind of what happens when you have a politically charged crowd that isn't necessarily happy with the conditions that they've been given.
I have a question for you, Betsy.
Yeah.
Did anyone die?
If anyone died, it was because of overdoses, which there were a record amount at Woodstock 99. But I don't believe anyone died from the chaos of the people.
Okay.
But I could be mistaken about that.
Now, Woodstock 99 came about because of like the original Woodstock, like from like 66 to 69, is because there was a break, obviously, and then they just did Woodstock 99, not like as it continued. I don't really know much about it, that's why.
So the point of Woodstock 99 was to continue in spirit of what the original Woodstock, but because of the lineup, the people that tried to kind of put on this festival were very out of tune with what probably with the artists at the time that were popular. Even though there were a lot of new metal bands that were popular, it wasn't necessarily the best idea to have them headline this massive festival. Like, there was just a range of really strange people on this lineup. The people running this event also made a dire mistake in keeping it 24 hours. Like, they had a rave part of it during that went on throughout the night into the morning, which made people restless. Which I also wanted to come back on here and say that three people did die during this event. Which is just important to note and coming back onto the subject.
I think in the topic in general, you know, it's important to be safe while we're in these moments, you know. Another thing I can think of was Travis Scott's Astroworld concert where, you know, people got riled up and a few people died.
Yeah, I think 8 people lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any festival, just take care of yourself. Be aware of your surroundings. Drink water. And just take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Astroworld, I remember the day after Astroworld happened, just sitting on my roommate's bed, curled into a ball, just on TikTok, scrolling about what had happened. Mm-hmm. And the intensity of the situation and the fact that ultimately it was down to the people who were running the festival and definitely the fact that there was just a negligence in crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very sad to see.
I also think sometimes artists, like you mentioned earlier with Limp Bizkit and Woodstock 99, I think sometimes artists too need to take some responsibility when it comes to agitating the crowd and instigating and making sure that they're keeping the fans as the number one priority and knowing where the line is. I think that was seen in both Woodstock 99 and Astroworld.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, definitely what we can get out of this is be safe, drink water.
Yes, please.
Love the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, so you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and you're here with Mass Art Radio, Homesick.
Yo, you are back. Massimo, you're here with Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM. And I got a track for you. I saw this song live about 2 years ago. It's Not Living If It's Not With You by the 1975. It was a great, really, really great live experience. And we can talk a little bit about it after. So, here it is.
We just keep getting better, baby.
The worst thing is that I'm in the same situation.
Let's go, I seek him.
All I do is to think about you. If I knew what you'd do, collapse my veins, wear beautiful shoes.
What's up?
You're still with us, let's go!
Let's go!
have to decide on a set. I can't play everything.
All right. We are back on Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM. You just heard It's Not Living If It's Not With You by the 1975 author album A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships. And man, the 80s are alive. That's just such a great song. And, you know, something I love about that specific performance is, you know, you can just hear everyone singing along and they all know the words to a T. And it's just a really cool, really wholesome feeling. Yeah.
When people are like in sync, it's kind of like, I guess, looking out, looking in, it's very, I guess, not peculiar, but interesting. I was at a rave last night, and there was a point where the beat was like boom, boom, boom. And so everybody collectively was stomping on their feet. And because knowing that I'm coming on here and we're going to talk about collected effervescence, I was like, oh, my God, this is it. I was like, oh, my God, this is literally it. And, you know, you get into it and you start to enjoy yourself when you're just like listening to the beat and moving with it, especially with, at least for me, when it comes to dancing, it's definitely going with the music and the beat. And in a space like that, everyone else is going with it and everyone's kind of doing their own thing, but you come together and you're enjoying it and you're living in the moment. And I think it's a really beautiful experience that a lot of people, if they haven't had it yet, should seek out more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I just wanted to piggyback off that and say that I was at the same event as Brie was last night. And that it was a sim event. We ended up having a little rave event with some drag performers, and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I ended up DJing the drag performers, and it was just a good time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Mass Art.
Yeah.
But that specific moment when everybody, like, the beat was just boom, 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 mm-hmm. and everybody kind of took to just, like, stomping on the ground, it was really awesome. It was a really beautiful, awesome, powerful thing mm-hmm. when everybody comes together and knows that that's the presence of the moment.
Yeah.
Is being with each other in that space right mm-hmm. there. And mm-hmm. it was just a really, really great example mm-hmm. of what we have to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. I also love in those moments where you have those little moments with strangers where you like look towards each other, you hold hands, you jump together, you sing together with people you don't know. And somehow for this moment in time, you're together. And I think that's really beautiful.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I love a one-off connection with a stranger. I've had that happen in multiple clubs, multiple places, multiple places I've kind of... Especially when I kind of go alone and I'm not necessarily part of a group of people, because it paves the way for the mm-hmm. opportunity to connect with strangers like that in mm-hmm. that setting. And I've had some really, really profound, like, one-night connections mm-hmm. with people.
Yeah.
Like, at JPEG Mafia, I was there alone. It started to get, like, a really rowdy crowd. There was a lot of boys just, like, being rowdy. And there was, I made eye contact with a guy across the crowd, and he kind of seemed to be there alone. And I survived that night in that crowd because me and this kid from Berkeley, his name was Max, we like clung on to each other. We literally clung on to each other. And it was a really awesome thing that I'm never, ever going to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's those little experiences with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes... I had this, there's this one time where this one dude, I was at the second, okay, I've been to two Playboi Carti shows. It was the second one. It was like 2018. And this one dude, and this is when like all the frat boys found him. And
there was this
one dude, and he was so riled up that he just wanted to fight me. So he started like pushing me. And I was like, dude, like, I'm not into this. Like, you'll find another dude in the crowd who will definitely do this with you. But, like, I'm not your man. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, actually, me and Sierra were conversating about kind of what our first kind of experience of collective effervescence really was. And it actually, like, stems back to a One Direction concert. And I was wondering if you wanted to piggyback off that, Sierra.
Yeah, for sure. My first concert was the One Direction concert, the Where We Are tour, I think in 2015 or 16, around that time. And that was my first show I've ever been to. I was a huge Directioner. Harry was my favorite and is still my favorite to this day, forever.
Me too.
Forever. And I remember I was in summer camp at the time, and I remember me and the group of girls I was with were going to the show, but we all went on different days. And so it became like a big thing, like, what day did you go to? Like, I went on night two, I went on night three, I got to go all three nights. So just being at that concert, I'm so blessed to have that as my first experience in retrospect with their long hiatus. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and it was so nice, as Massimo said earlier, to have everyone in the crowd who is a super fan and everyone singing and just so gassed up on Harry Styles and Niall. Like, just, you know, just good times.
Right. Yeah. Even though my first concert was Bon Jovi, I don't think I necessarily experienced this at my first concert. But my second concert, I definitely got the gist of why people do this, and people spend their life doing it, go into careers with it. Why it's just a massive, massive part of our culture and society is because we like to come together. It gives us a greater sense of purpose in our own individual life. And that's for sure. And that's the greatness of it.
Yeah.
Right. So you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and you're listening to Homesick with Mass Art Radio. All right, so I just wanted to come back, and if you're just joining, listening with us right now, we are talking about collective effervescence, which is when a collective or a group kind of come together and have a collective experience and kind of have this group mentality in one way or another, whether that be at a concert or a sporting event. And it's really powerful and a very great thing that I think that everybody should experience multiple times in their life. But I just wanted to right now to talk about it in terms of a performance aspect and being a DJ and how that kind of interplays with the collectiveness of it all. And it's just been a really interesting experience because I'm still very new to it, and it's just still a very new thing to me. It's still been a very interesting new formative experience for me to be on the side of being a performer with that crowd of people and being able to control an environment and a room of people. And it's a really awesome thing to see the other side of that and kind of be able to manipulate a crowd in a way like that. That's just unlike no other feeling I think I've ever experienced before. Yeah, it's been really awesome. And right now, I would really like to play some music that I really love to control a room with.
gonna move on. It's my life, it's my life.
Right, and you are listening to WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and this is Homesick with Mass Art Radio. So you just heard Armand Van Helden, You Don't Know Me, and that was part of kind of relating it back to songs that I really like to DJ with and influence a room with, and it's just really, really sentimental to me.
Mm-hmm. And for this week's theme of Homesick, if you're just tuning in, we talked about the theme of collective effervescence, which is the feeling of energy and harmony people get when they share collective moments together. Examples of this are sports games, movies,
concerts.
And other live performances that people do together. And I am Sierra.
I'm Betsy.
I'm Massimo.
I'm Brie, and this is us signing off from Homesick for, I think, the final time.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Homesick on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and you can find more at massartradio.com. Thank you.
Hello?
Are you homesick?
No.
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 Not at all.
Not really?
A little, but not a lot.
I'd say so, yeah. Probably.
Am I homesick? I am homesick for not a place, but a time. I'm time sick.